Now, as you're closing your eyes, things are settling down. Now, pay attention to any body part that is a bit stiff or painful, or you know you have a health issue. And just do a scan from head to toe. Or you might zoom right into that. Now ask your higher self for it to be released. Energetically. The physical may take some time. Energetically, relax into it. And just know that your higher self is going to guide you to release that. Now, pay attention or bring your attention to the base of your spine. We're going to get the blessings of Lord Ganesha to remove the obstacles or the blocks that are preventing this goddess energy. The Kundalini is also called the goddess energy inside of you. You may have been able to move your Kundalini, but let's go deeper today, in this moment. So imagine a reddish-orangish light at the base of your spine that is releasing any energetic blocks, preventing you from moving forward in your life. This reddish-orangish light is swirling down now through your legs. In the fronts of the legs, the sides of the legs, the backs of the legs, in the middle of the legs, all through the legs, and all the way into the feet and toes. So with your attention, you will imagine, even if you can't see the reddish-orangish light, you know what reddish-orange looks like. So you just imagine it moving through your legs into the feet and toes. This divine archetype Ganesha is also associated with the goddess Lakshmi on one side and Saraswati on the other side of him, because he wants to bring in intelligence, wisdom, and also prosperity and joy into everyone's life, because he is the archetype that shows you what success feels like, shows you how to be successful. So you use your intelligence and your ability to create material abundance, joy, healthy relationships. So all three of these archetypes work together. So we want to get the blessings so that this goddess energy can be revealed to us in a whole new way. So we'll pray now to Ganesha to remove the obstacles and feel that energy, as if it's getting us unstuck. Om. Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. You may see the elephant-headed being or his mouse as his vehicle. Pray sincerely to that energy, Ganesha's energy, to remove all obstacles. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Feel the reddish-orangish light and the sound vibrations moving through the lower part of your body. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now, concentrate or focus on moving the energy into the spinal column. We'll start at the base of the spine and imagine a very thin tube of light called the susumna. Even if you know what that is, experience it at a whole new level. Light it up from the base of the spine through all the chakras as it moves up. And then it's going to pierce the skull and go into the space. And now we'll enliven all the chakras with some sounds that will clear out any negative congested energies at this point in time. So at the base of the spine, bring your attention up to the heart center in the middle of your chest. Move up to the throat. Feel the throat. Clear the throat. The karma is stuck in the throat. Clear it. Ma. Now, move into the middle of your brain, the third eye area. Move back down to the base of your spine. Nah. Move into the navel, the belly button area. Nah. Move up to the heart center in the middle of your chest. Chi. Move up to the throat and the mouth. Va. And into the brain, the two eyes and the two parts of your brain, left and right brain. Yeah. Now feel that energy coursing through your whole body and brain. Now, move into the right eye. Imagine a light piercing the right eye. It crosses over into the left brain and fills the left brain with bright white light. Now imagine another beam of light piercing the left eye. It fills the left eye, and then that beam crosses over and fills the right brain. So the two eyes and the two halves of your brain are now lit up with light. Imagine another beam of light piercing your third eye. The spot between your two eyebrows, you might feel a little pressure or some tingling. Allow yourself to receive it. Relax your face. Relax your forehead, your eyebrows. Relax. Receive the light. Penetrating deeper into the middle of your brain. Now, imagine or visualize Dr. Fly standing in front of you. He's beaming a golden light from his third eye into your third eye and activating this whole process, so that you can experience the goddess at a whole new level. Receive the light in your third eye from Dr. Pillai's third eye. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Om Aim Hrim Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Om Aim Hrim Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Allow this empowerment to go deep in your brain. Now, visualize the goddess Lakshmi in your third eye, In the middle of your brain, she appears sitting on a lotus, a pink lotus flower. She's pink and gold are her colors. Red, green in some cases. However she appears to you, it may be through just the light. It can be an image. It can be a feeling of joy. It can be a feeling of peace. It can be a feeling of excitement that abundance is going to flow from this goddess that you are invoking in the middle of your brain. You may see elephants. Usually she's associated with elephants. You may see gold coins or golden light energy that represents material wealth, comforts. You might feel beauty. What does it feel like to have beauty in your inner world and also in your life around you? Beautiful relationships with yourself and others. Beautiful speech, so that everything you say is a blessing to yourself and others. Everything you do, beautiful actions, there's grace and ease and flow in your life. Lakshmi represents everything that brings you happiness here on the earth plane. Joy. Relax your face. Relax your forehead and eyebrows. Receive the empowerment coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye, activating this image or experience of Lakshmi. Om Shreem Prasim Lakshmi Namaha. Allow those sounds to start spinning in the middle of your brain as a golden ball of light surrounding this image of Lakshmi. It's spinning in your brain, the whole brain, and the light is flickering. Beams of golden light are dispersing as this golden ball spins in the middle of your brain. Om Shri Brahmi Lakshmi Namaha. Om Shreem Brihi Lakshmiyei Namaha. Om Shreem Brihi Lakshmiyei Namaha. Om Shreem Brihi Lakshmiyei Namaha. Om Shreem Bhri Lakshmi Namaha. Shreem Bhri, 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 Shreem Bhri. The whole brain is lit up with this spinning golden ball and the sound vibrations. Lakshmi is in the middle of your brain. Dr. Pillai is empowering the process through a beam of light coming from his third eye into your third eye. Experience the process. Now, the light disperses from head to toe. Scan your body internally, head to toe. Feeling this pouring golden light of energy going down your body. Shreem Bhri, 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 Shreem Bhri. Feel Shreem Bhri going through every body part, down your arms, down your legs, down the trunk, into the fingertips, into the toes. This energy of the goddess. Is lighting up your whole body from head to toe. You can't even contain it. It is so abundant. It's flowing continuously. Bathe in it. Feel it healing you, releasing any congested energies. Giving you the message of abundance that will be flowing into your life hereafter. Through the grace and blessings of Lakshmi. Make a prayer of gratitude for the experience. Now, visualize Dr. Pillai beaming another special light into your third eye to activate the goddess Saraswati, the goddess of intelligence, wisdom, creativity, music, dance, writing, storytelling, computers, technology. Imagine this goddess dressed in white, sitting on a swan, a white swan. She has a musical instrument. Looks like a guitar, a vina. And she's associated with white lotus flower. Imagine this beam of light coming from Dr. Ply's third eye into your third eye, activating this goddess energy within you. Saraswatyay Namaha. Om Aim Saraswatyay Namaha. Om Aim Saraswatyay Namaha. Allow a beautiful white light surrounding the image of Saraswati in the middle of your brain. This white ball of light is now spinning. And dispersing this light energy of intelligence, wisdom, creativity, appreciation for music, song, dance, it dispels the darkness. Fill your brain with light, white light. Dispel the darkness. Be receptive to this spinning white light. Om Aim Saraswatyay Namaha. Om Aim Saraswatyay Namaha. Om Aim Saraswatyay Namaha. I feel the sound, I'm the vibrations opening up different parts of your brain. Expanding it. As the white light spins, it starts to pour down the rest of your body. Do an internal scan from head to toe. Imagining this movement of white light going down your arms and legs and trunk into your fingers and toes. Om Aim Saraswatyai Namaha. I'm. Fill the body parts that you are experiencing darkness. Fill it with the sound I'm and the white light. I'm. Experience the presence of the goddess Saraswati from head to toe. Make a sincere prayer to the goddess Saraswati for this experience. Pray for wisdom, intelligence to guide you hereafter. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to the body, peace to the mind, peace to the soul. Peace to your environment, peace to the world. Peace to all beings. Let go of the meditation, and as you're coming out, make a prayer or acknowledge the blessings from Dr. Fly, who is in India right now in a vortex celebrating Navaratri. So his energy is really tapping into the goddess, and then that is being transmitted to you through the mind process that we just went through. So slowly come back to yourselves. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. For those of you who need to go, thanks for joining. We have Radha here today, who is going to give us the Sun Transit talk. The Sun transits halfway through the month, and it carries with it a special message for each and every one of us. So what is that message? Stand by. Stay tuned. If you need to go, you can listen to the recording. Of course, you need to get on with your day. Thanks for joining, and have a fabulous rest of your Navaratri. For those of you who are going to stay, we're going to ask